particularly we had an early setback with a deflected goal, put us one behind, but we could have already, you know, been two or three up by that stage. We started very brightly and shows the character of the side that we had that bit of bad luck and thoroughly deserved to be leading at half time. And we got a little bit of luck with the third. There's no doubt it was a keeper's error, but I thought we defended so much better today after a bad week of defensive performances. We thoroughly deserve to win the game, and I'm delighted, particularly for the small travelling band of supporters who have done such a long trip again this week.
How much did you glean from the defeat against Western Supermare during the week, obviously playing them twice in such close succession?
Well, I'm sure it's going to get dealt with, but the fact that Western Supermare knew everything we were doing in midweek, which we've made a formal complaint about, made life very difficult for us on Tuesday night. Not making that excuse particularly, but it was difficult. We just made individual errors. We felt we should have won the game on Tuesday night. And they're always difficult when you play sides so closely together. But we had a few options, as did they. And I just thought, you know, we thoroughly deserved to win the game today. And it's a big boost. We'd had a bad week, but we've been improving over the last few weeks. We've won our last two league games before that as well, before last weekend. So it's a very long way. We've done a huge amount of travelling the last three weeks. And it's vital for the spirits of us that we can look forward to the draw on Monday and see where we're going in early January.
Obviously a good result on the pitch, but certainly financially as well, it helps out.
Vital. I mean, totally vital. I mean, we've had some vandalism overnight. We found out when we picked up the coach this morning. It's tough at Farnborough, there's no doubt about it. It's an absolutely vital victory for us, and we'll really look forward to the next round. But in between that, we've got a month of league games, and we've got to get some more points on the board. But I thought real character shown by us today. We're a very young side, and vital for the coffers. But we'll now get back to working on our league position. And I said if we work as hard as we've done today, I'm sure we'll be fine.
You mentioned the vandalism, Spencer. How serious was it?
Well, it's serious to Farnborough. It's probably going to cost towards £1,000. They smashed in back doors. They didn't get in, thankfully. It's just mindless, isn't it? You know, the stadium we have at Farnborough is fantastic. You know, 6,500 capacity. The support the club volunteers have put into the stadium, and we've got a fantastic facility down there. And we've all arrived at 9 o'clock this morning to find glass smashed absolutely everywhere and doors smashed in. And it's security glass, so I think they were sorting it as we left. So very disappointing, but importantly, we've won today, and we'll take the positives and enjoy the trip home a little bit more than we certainly enjoyed at home on Tuesday.
Absolutely, and certainly look forward to the draw on Monday. Just one final question, Spencer. Dan Bennett obviously scored a couple of times for you today. What's the latest on his potential departure?
Well, we've had a 7-day approach from Redhill, who are at the lower ends of the Rhyme South, two levels lower than us. The simple fact of it is that they've offered him a lot more money than we've got, which really does confirm the story we've been telling people. We don't want him to go. I've had Dan a long time. He's been at Farm for just over 3 years like me, and he was with me a couple of years before that. But we'll keep talking to him. But ultimately, everyone's got their own personal situations, and money talks. We'd like him to stay. Today was the Bennett of old. I thought he was fantastic today, absolutely fantastic. And I said, we'll see what happens, but he knows he's got to be consistent and he's got to get into the team. So if he plays like he does today, we'll never have a problem. But we'll sit down with him in the coming days and see what he wants to do. But it is our financial position that we only pay what we've got in, and it's a very small amount of money. And as I said, with things like the vandalism today, it makes it even harder. But we'll look forward to the draw, and then we'll sit down with Dan in the coming days and see what's going to happen.